Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Looking
Good morning, and I say to you, good day. Coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. You can reach me at sankofainfinity.net, where I have my website. You can also reach me on Facebook, wordpress.com. Anywhere Sankofa is, Sankofa Infinity is, that is where I am. And that is where I live, move, and have my being, because I recognize and I realize that it is the non-physical aspect of me, of who I am, that does the work through me. And I yield myself to that, and I'm very grateful. Today is the 20th of Friday. It's March the 20th. Within the Tree of Life, you'll find that to be Tehuti. Tehuti is basically deals with the wisdom, intuition, the ability to know, or having the unlimited ability to know a thing. Just because you don't speak it, it doesn't mean that you don't know it. What it means is that it has not formed within your mind in such a way, alchemy, in such a way that you cannot articulate it at that given time. But it doesn't mean that you don't know, because our ability to know is unlimited. It is unlimited. It's unlimited because of the non-physical aspect of who we are. It's infinite in its greatness. So I want to give a shout out, and I want to acknowledge the presence of the non-physical aspect of who I am, the ancestors of the light, the great light, the work, the great work, known and unknown, the elements of life that reside within me, fire, earth, air, and water, and let us not forget the Akash, the space in between all of the elements. I'm just grateful. Four corners of the earth, ascended masters, descended masters, spiritual guides, whatever. All of it is the non-physical aspect of who I am. It does not reside without outside of me, unless it is inside of me. So whatever I speak is already in me. It is already coming forth to be just as it is. So, thank you. For it is not I that speak it, but it is you, all the non-physical aspects of who I am that speak it for me. Woo! Talk about divine cooperation. Now, I've been talking about the tree of life, tree of good and evil. I've been talking about celebrating where you are, making peace with the past, and keeping it moving progressively, moving forward. How do we do all of that? By ourselves. We do it based on divine cooperation. Divine cooperation is the physical aspect of who you are in cooperation with the non-physical aspect of who you are. This is where you move from being dependent, you move into independent, and then you become interdependent. But what I find interesting about interdependence is that never mind the details. Never mind the details. You're only responsible for interacting, getting along, networking with others who are of the same frequency most of the time. Sometimes you may find yourself in places, spaces, and time where the frequency is not, the vibrational frequency is not a match. And there's somewhat of a strain there to connect in some kind of way. In those moments, you have to sit back and ask yourself, where is this coming from? Where is this interference coming from? And ask yourself, if it is an interference, why is it there? Is it there to let me know that I have outgrown a vibration that I used to be accustomed to? You have to ask yourself that question. Now, most things that we do in life are stemmed from tribal traditions, the way we are groomed into our culture, the way we're groomed into a particular religion, a belief system, the family in which we grow, are born into, cultivate that aspect of who we are. And in that cultivation, that is where the development, or that is where the conditions of the root chakra comes into place. That is where those conditions begin to settle themselves. And I'll say energy begin to settle themselves. So what happens is, as you move out of being dependent on the tribal traditions of family, people, places, and things and ideas, because your family is going to teach you the traditions of people, places, things, and ideas. They're going to give you a set of beliefs to partake in. And in you partaking into that, you become programmed to think as the family. This is why it is so challenging for people to leave their traditions, to leave the way their family was, because it's so rooted and interwoven into that root chakra. It basically, you know, if you're not careful, it'll keep you there. It'll keep you in that dependent status. So what happens is you move out of being dependent on your family so that you can become independent. You come into your own. You come into your own. You mature into your own. And as you mature into your own, those cords are cut away. And sometimes your beliefs are challenged at that point, because in order to become interdependent, enter into a divine cooperation of all that is and all that will ever be, the non-physical aspect of who you are, you have to cut the cords of dependence, of being a dependent. You have to leave your family. Now, I'm not saying forget them. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to come into your own beliefs, your own way of living, because that is your soul's purpose. Just because you were born into a particular family, it doesn't mean that your soul's purpose is to remain in that status. It just means that you have chosen to come into this family so that you can partake of certain lessons and certain experiences. And then you move out. You move into the independence of who you are. You come into the divine cooperation of who you are, the maturation of that. It can be a struggle because there is resistance there. There's resistance because what we have known for so long, and all of a sudden, well, gradually, we come to a place within ourselves where what we have known for so long no longer works for us. Now we have to question it. And in the questioning, you are cutting yourself away from the traditions, the roots of what you've been born into. You're cutting yourself away. Yes, you will have people will turn against you. They will say awful things about you. They will criticize you for your belief or the way you perceive yourself to be. They will persecute you. They will blackball you. They will gossip about you. They will do all these things. But in that, even in that, you have to remain focused on the non-physical aspect of who you are, because that is where your divine cooperation comes from. And in that divine cooperation, all things true for you, all things are good for you. Get rid of the old, move into the new. And as you move into the new, you have new friends, you have new associates, you have new acquaintances. The way you interact with the world is completely new. And it doesn't, a lot of time it doesn't require that you need to become a member of this or a member of that. What I have found in my experience is that in independence, of course, you want to network. You want to become a member of things. You want to get out there and work with people, work with the community. But when you move into interdependence, it is almost like you're not independent anymore. Because you rely and you focus on the non-physical aspect of who you are. And the non-physical aspect of who you are begins to take the lead of what needs to take place in your life. It orchestrates life for you in such a way. It brings order into your life. And where there's order, there's truth. And where there's truth, there's prosperity. There's peace, there's poise, there's rest. I'm pretty sure it will feel like you're dying because there's a part of you that is dying. It needs to be renewed. There's a part of you that's breaking off and breaking away from the old ways and the old traditions of doing things. And it can be painful at times, but you can get through it because you're in divine cooperation with the greatest, greatest aspect of who you are, which is the non-physical aspect of who you are. Some may call him God. Some may call him Christ. Some may call him Yeshua. Some may call him Jesus. Some may call him Buddha, whatever. Krista, whatever. Mother Teresa, whatever. As a spiritual being, having a human physical experience, it is your responsibility to stay focused on the alignment of who you are from a non-physical aspect of that. Now, even in that, and as you mature in that way, you no longer need to stay focused because you've become the embodiment of the non-physical aspect of who you are. You know, there's nothing you need to do because it does everything for you. I know it sounds, well, you have to experience it. And I don't talk about things that I have not experienced. This is where I can say I am nothing more than a vessel, a willing vessel, to be used by a greater force that resides within me. And to me, that is the greatest love of all. I come here to be the expression of divinity. That's what I come here for. And in doing that, it must work through me. But because I have free will, I have to surrender and yield myself to such. For it is not thy will, but let thy will be done unto me. Sometimes these decisions are made consciously, but most of the time they're made subconsciously. You're not even aware. Just like I stated in my previous shows in regards to the tree of good and evil, you're aware that that tree is there because we've been taught that all our lives, that, you know, Adam and Eve, they ate from the, whatever, you know, the tree of good and evil. Therefore, we know that which is good and evil. We have the knowledge of that. It's in darkest spaces and places. Nevertheless, we were never taught about the tree of life. It's not even mentioned sometimes. Well, when I was in church, or when I am going to church, people never mention the tree of life. They never mention it. We're so focused on creating the realities of the tree of good and evil that we don't learn. We're not taught to cultivate the seed of the tree of life. So guess what? The tree of life gives life unto itself. So while we're moving along, eating from the tree of good and evil, the tree of life is right there doing its thing. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and then we're stuck with the question, who am I? Who am I? Being, am I? These questions, the minute those questions begin to percolate, to swell up in you, and you begin to ask those questions verbally, you're on a spiritual path. The path has opened up to you. Not that you haven't always been. Now you know. You know you're on a spiritual path. There's one thing to be aware that you're on it, and that's another thing to be unaware. And to be unaware doesn't mean that you're not aware. It just means that you cannot quite articulate what is going on. But there will come a time when you will articulate a particular question or statement. Question or statement alone will open your eyes immediately, suddenly. The eyes are open. The eyes are open. So, do we want to speak about? Oh, I mentioned yesterday in regards to this movie that I was watching. I think I stated that the name of it was completely incorrect. However, I know it's going to be used in some kind of way. But the movie was called Son of God. And it talks, you know, of course, Yeshua is on it and they're having this story. And he's talking about the seed, the mustard seed. That's what he's talking about. But I wanted to make that correction. Another correction. I stated on the day, I think it was, I said Aset. And I don't know what day that was, but it's, and I want to say that I said hard, but it's not hard, it's just sad. Yesod. I'm not really sure. Sometimes I go back and listen to my shows and sometimes I don't. But even when I don't, it plays itself back in my mind. the things that I need to brush upon are the things that I need to clarify. It is never my intention to come forth and convey a message that is unclear. But even at the same time, I will say this. Even when I know from the physical aspect of who I am that I have made a mistake, the non-physical aspect of who I am says that there are no mistakes and that whatever was said in that moment, it needs to be stated. However it was stated. So take no responsibility for how you say a thing. Because whoever you're saying it to, they just might need to hear it the way that you say it. And you're not always in control. You're not always in control of that. I'm learning that on a day-to-day basis. But that's the non-physical aspect of who I am. So with that message, I say to you today, I say have a good weekend. Go forth and celebrate all that is and all that will ever be, who you are right now in the present moment. Make peace with the past so that you can move forward and progress and succeed into unfolding into the tree of life that you may be a blessing. With that word in mind, I say to you all, namaste, namaste. Namaste.